Ghoulish greetings, everybody. Thanks so much for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers podcast part of your day. The tunes you're hearing now are courtesy of the lovely Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Way back in the 30s, in the little town of Wilder, lived an old man and his lovely little daughter. They ran gambling for a living. It was the best place around. All the men would come and lay their money down.
So, as I record this on Sunday, it is Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. Hoping you all had a wonderful day. I personally got a few big smiles seeing across the street my friends with their grandchildren just running around and playing and laughing and getting eggs. And it just really brought me back to when I was a kid and I was just doing all of that. Anyways, so happy Easter, everybody. People from over 100 countries and counting have listened to this podcast. Where will this week's special city shoutouts take us today? Those special city shoutouts go out to Orange Park, Florida; Redlands, California; Mayflower, Arkansas; Beckett Ridge, Ohio; La Puente, California; and Mansfield, England. Thanks, everybody. It is absolutely appreciated. You all are so phenomenal. Today we find ourselves in Isla de Camada Grande, better known as Snake Island, and Brazil's Bermuda Triangle. This island consists of 106 deadly acres, 62 of them completely covered by rainforest, and you better believe it is 100% uninhabitable. Planning a trip to the ever-so-gorgeous Brazil? I would love to go. It's on my bucket list. Where to go? Where to go? Well, there are many locations that are just drop-dead gorgeous, eye-catching to go check out. Like the Amazon rainforest. That is a place that has always been on my bucket list. I probably wouldn't get too far just taking pictures of all the beautiful, amazing animals. Another place is Pantanal. It's a place for wildlife lovers. It is a location where you can go see several species of fish, hundreds of different types of birds. You may just get to see the gorgeous jaguar, the striking anaconda, or the spunky caiman. Or how about the Iguacu Falls? Probably said that wrong, sorry. Butcherer of names right here. Ever so majestic, and by golly, just looking at the photos, it looks like a rainforest paradise. One place that you will definitely not be adding to your old bucket list or itinerary is Snake Island, for it is considered to be one of the most fatal islands in the entire world. I mean, the name says it all. Snake Island. I found a quote on Atlas Obscura, and it's deadly accurate. Quote, "You're never more than 3 feet away from death," unquote. And we're about to find out just exactly why right now. Snake Island is located off the coast of Brazil in the Atlantic Ocean and just 21 miles off the coast of the state of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Believe me when I say this place is definitely somewhere that you want to admire from a distance. A very safe distance away. Not only is it discouraged to step foot on Snake Island, but it is absolutely 100% prohibited. The Brazilian Navy shuts down the island to prevent people from being bitten from the ever so deadly and venomous golden lancehead snake. This serpent is a protected species, but that sure as hell does not stop poachers from illegally entering the island in hopes to snatch one of these deadly beauties. As in the black market, they have a thefty price tag on the snake's head, some paying up to $30,000 for one snake. That's quite a payday, and a rather illegal one at that. pirate shipwrecks litter the ocean's floor that surround Snake Island. The Golden Lancehead is the island's main resident. Absolutely 100% no joke here. Snake Island has the highest density of venomous snakes in the entire world. No easy feat. The Golden Lancehead pit viper is one of the most venomous snakes in Latin America. They have wiped out almost all other living creatures who once lived on this island. And now, their main source of food comes from unfortunate seabirds who land on the island. One bite from one of these bad boys can cause swelling, nausea, blistering, bruising, vomiting, and guess what, you guys? It just gets a hell of a lot worse and more serious from here. Blood in the urine, intestinal bleeding, failure of the kidney, extreme necrosis of the muscular tissue, brain hemorrhaging, tissue death, melting flesh. Basically, it nukes your blood. Oh, yeah. And of course, the head honch. Death. Their venom is so lethal that you could die within an hour after getting struck. These ever so deadly pit vipers, they were trapped on Snake Island thousands of years ago due to the end of the last ice age, when the ever so rising ocean levels disconnected the island from the mainland. Basically, it's one snake per square meter. At least one snake. I think I saw somewhere it's like 1 to 3. The number is believed to be in the thousands. Between 2,000 to 4,000 snakes and counting roam the island. They are a critically endangered species and are found exclusively on Caimada Grande, aka Snake Island. The lancehead snakes account for 90% of snake bites in Brazil. The lancehead is the golden lancehead's mainland cousin. Their golden relatives, whose venom is up to 5 times more potent, thankfully is much less likely to occur due to the island isolation. The only way you are getting bit by one of those is if you illegally step foot on that island. And then it's kind of like, well, I told you not to go, duh. However, such an encounter is far more likely to be lethal if it does take place. So, people who have dollar signs in their eyes and hope to capture one of these fatal beauties, beware. Instead of getting $30,000 for a snake, you may just be paying the ultimate price. Your life. Research and studies have shown that the venom from the golden lancehead can help with heart disease, blood clots, and circulation. There is believed to be something else on this island besides snakes that can kill you with one single bite. Kick-ah! Treasure. And what a genius location to choose to hide treasure with venomous snakes guarding the entire island. A map was discovered back in 1852 pinning Snake Island a possible location when it comes to treasure. Millions upon millions of lost Inca gold is believed to be somewhere concealed on this island, with the most venomous guards keeping intruders at bay. Several years ago, there was a pretty neat show called Treasure Quest Snake Island, and that's actually how I found out about this unique island. And while some people believe that the show's findings, which included part of a jawbone believed to be from a goat, square nails, remains of a shipwreck, coins dating back to the late 1500s, and a map carved on a rock, and much more, well, it's thought that maybe some of that was exaggerated. A disgruntled person who was actually on the show said it was all fake, which I really don't believe. I think, you know, maybe some may have been exaggerated, but I think they did find some things. But to each their own, it's kind of one of those things where do you believe it or not? But what could not be faked, my friends, was the danger of the snakes. Several times during the show, they had very close encounters with deadly serpents. And that makes me ask the question, first of all, don't fake stuff. But if you're going to fake a bunch of stuff, why not go to a much safer location? Why go to a place where one step could be your last? Just saying. Don't know. Besides the fear of being bitten on such a desolate island, it's not like there's a hospital next door, you know? and by being bitten by such a venomous creature. The crew also felt rather eerie when it came to the lighthouse location. Now, it was built in 1909. The lighthouse keepers and their families used to live here, as many would when it comes to the lighthouses, but with the ever so looming threat of being bitten, sure as hell differentiated Snake Island Lighthouse from any other type of lighthouse life. Thankfully, it becomes automated sometime in the 1920s, and that put a stop to people having to be living on Snake Island. Can you imagine having your home address there? One bite can kill you, Avenue. No thanks. That's a hard pass.
Legend has it
that a family of four was living here, and that the snakes attacked them one by one, managing to get into the actual lighthouse. Now, the family tries to escape, but their bodies are later found riddled with snake bites. On Atlas Obscura, I found something when it comes to the island's deadly residents. Quote, a fisherman unwittingly wanders onto the island to pick bananas. Naturally, he is bitten. He manages to return to his boat, where he promptly succumbs to the snake's venom. He was found sometime later on the boat deck in a great pool of blood. The other story is of the final lighthouse operator and his family. One night, a handful of snakes enter through a window and attack the man, his wife, and their three children. In a desperate gambit to escape, they flee towards their boat, but they are bitten by snakes on branches overhead. Unquote. That's like anyone's nightmare come true, seriously. I used to have this reoccurring dream, and I may have shared this before, so I'll make this really quick, but ever since I was a little kid and into adulthood, I would just picture these snakes. I would just dream of these snakes. Venomous, non-venomous, large, small, tiny, aggressive, friendly, coiled, striking, and they're just everywhere. I try to open the door and they're on the knob. I try to go outside and they're on the trees falling on me. They're in the car. They're everywhere. Just really, really crazy stuff for sure. Now, I don't have a huge phobia of snakes. In fact, I've rescued quite a handful in my day. And I still do to this very day when I'm able to. Now, back on track. Again, there's a mention of the unfortunate fisherman who was searching for bananas. Smithsonian shares this, quote, a fisherman whose boat wandered off course lands on the island. As he tried to pick up bananas, a snake struck him from the trees. As he tried to run back to his boat, he is bitten numerous times because, well, one snake for every square meter, it will do that. But those are only stories. But stories generally start from somewhere and are passed down, unquote. According to molecular biologist Brian Fry, a researcher who actually had the pleasure, if you want to call it that, to visit Snake Island, said this during an interview with 60 Minutes, quote, with these snakes, it would be a particularly painful death. You're going to die screaming, unquote. That's a very haunting thought. While it is believed the snakes were stuck on the island during the last ice age, others believe that something else was responsible. Legend has it that the golden lancehead pit viper was first introduced to the Snake Island by, no shocker here, pirates. Arr, matey! The purpose for this? Well, to keep an eye on the precious treasure I mentioned earlier, of course. Snakes. You could be having the most wonderful day. Maybe you're up in the mountains, having a picnic with terrific company. The sun is out, the sky is blue, the birds are chirping, happy background music for you. But a wonderful day can turn into one of your worst days possible with a single bite from a venomous friend. I myself have never had a severe close call. I have come close to prairie rattlesnakes in Colorado, ever so gorgeous with this amazing green and more potent than the western diamondback. And oh boy, do we have huge rattlers here in the San Luis Valley, especially up in the mountains where my mom lives. Speaking of close calls, though, last year we were there house-sitting for my mom and my stepdad. You know, feeding the animals, the goats, the cats, the dogs, the chickens, what have you. The ponies. Can't forget the mini ponies. Well, we were down feeding the ponies, and it was a colder day. Like, colder where you aren't really keeping an eye out for snakes. And all of a sudden, I hear this, "Oh, shit!" And I look back, and my boyfriend, he's by this little tiny shed that my mom has. And there was the snake. He had stepped on a rattlesnake. He thought it was like this rock or something. And he looks down and it's a snake. And it starts rattling and it goes under the shed. They scared each other, obviously. I mean, the snake didn't know what was happening. He didn't know what was happening. And I'm almost certain that if it were a warmer day, the snake would have been more on top of things. And I'm sure Justin would have gotten bitten. So I'm so thankful that it was a colder day and that our venomous friend was sluggish. Crazy close call there. Then I got to see personally the danger and effects that a venomous snake bite can have on a living thing. When a few years back, a prairie rattlesnake bit my mom's tiny chihuahua. I mean, he's like a tiny version of a Rottweiler, seriously. He's black, he has the beautiful brown markings where the eyebrows are. I mean, and he is just so full of spunk and life. He is just amazing. But mind you, this is tiny town USA, and thank goodness my mother has the best vets ever. And even though they were closed, our vet met us in town where we stopped at the store so I could get some quick first aid stuff. And again, you just gotta love small towns. I'm crying, I'm a mess. I run into the store, and in the midst of all of this, I forgot my wallet. And the woman saw my state of panic and said that, you know, I'm going to pay for it, no worries. Now, mind you, I did go back in later that very same day with money in hand, expecting to pay my debt off. And she was like, no, I wanted to pay for that. It was my pleasure to help you guys out. So, again, you just got to love small towns. A lot of places would be like, you don't have money. No, you give us that back. Now, our vet then opened the clinic. She even kept the little guy with her at her own home overnight, keeping him under watchful eye around the clock. And he is still alive to this very day. He almost died a number of times. And in fact, when we were driving him to the clinic, which was about 15 minutes away, and that was from in town, we had driven another 15 minutes on a dirt road earlier just to get into town to meet her. And I just remember when we turned into the lot, my mom is holding Chase, that's what his name is, and I'm driving, and his body just goes limp, completely limp, and his head was drooped, and I thought that we lost him for sure. He was bit right in the face, his head was incredibly swollen, he looked like another dog, seriously, it didn't look like him at all. The energy was just completely drained and sucked out of him. And it was touch and go for a while. He almost died a number of times. And I have to say, if you live somewhere where there are venomous snakes, which there's so many places like that, and if your vet clinic offers this anti-venom snake vaccination, I really recommend you do that for your dog. And I'm going to tell you why. So this experience with Chase the Chihuahua was terrifying. It is something that I saw up close and I experienced afterwards, just what he went through. And to this day, I still can't believe he's alive. Seriously, I look at him and I always call him the warrior dog. Well, my mom ended up getting the snake vaccination for all her dogs. And as this had happened on her property, and they go on daily walks throughout her 35-acre land. Fast forward the following year, and believe it or not, Chase is bit for a second time. Lesson not learned, my friends, by this little dog. By this time, he has had two shots of the vaccination. So the very first year your dog gets one, they have to get two. It's a couple weeks apart. And every year after that, it's just one annual shot. And he had gotten the shot already at that point for the year. So he has a little bit of tiny swelling in the face, again, from being bit. I believe my mom gave him a little bit of, like, liquid Benadryl or whatever. He did not have to go to the clinic. He was just kept an eye on, but he survived. And I know it was because of that shot. It was just amazing. It saved his life. Another one of her dogs, that very same year, also a little Chihuahua, she gets bit. Her life is spared because of the shot. So it was just like really amazing seeing the huge difference from, oh my God, we have to speed into town, the dog's dying, he's like, his face is blowing up, to, okay, it's a little swollen, but you know, whatever. It might hurt a little, but he's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. So there you go. There's my little spiel. Usually I would recommend to check out the place that I had just talked about, but not with this location. As mentioned earlier, admire from a distance, and your life it will be spared. For this is the most, or one of the most, fatal islands on Earth. Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others, they're all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single one yet? No need to fret, just hit up any of those awesome podcast platforms such as Downcast, Castbox, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Deezer. Basically, wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers Podcast lurking in the background. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day, and
I will see you next week.